Good morning from New York City, Celeste.
Good morning from Detroit.
You know, I'm sure you remember this. It started as a fairly obscure blip on the financial radars.
Greece. Right, a short headline.
That's right. Greece had a cash flow problem. We used to argue about it at our editorial meetings, whether it was worth focusing on any given day. Remember?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then it became a borrowing problem, then a debt rating crisis, and now Greece's problems are also Portugal and Spain's problems. And the addition of those nations into this debt spiral has sent shockwaves across the eurozone. Greece, Spain, and Portugal's bond ratings are now essentially high interest rate junk. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, said Wednesday, this isn't just a crisis for Greece.
What is at stake is certainly today the economic situation of Greece, but it's more than that. Because Greece is part of the eurozone, because of the solidarity system of the eurozone, it's the confidence in this zone which is at stake, and that's why we need to ask swiftly and strongly.
We welcome back to the program Kenneth Rogoff. He's a former chief economist with the International Monetary Fund, co-author of This Time is Different, Eight Centuries of Financial Folly, and a professor of economics at Harvard. Professor, thanks so much for joining us once again.
My pleasure.
So, Dominic Strauss-Kahn sort of sets off as the major issue here is whether the eurozone is actually robust enough to weather this storm. It's not so much, and there are a lot of headlines this morning about contagion spreading all over the world. Is that how you see it?
Well, that's the main event at the moment, is Europe is in an incredible state of confusion over what the euro means. They have a common currency, but they don't have a common tax system. And the German people are aghast at the idea that they should be bailing out the Greeks, who in their view retire earlier, don't work as hard, don't pay their taxes. Why should we be paying for you?
So this is kind of a crossroads for Europe. In a sense, they can either choose to just do these bailouts from time to time and take that sort of short-term pain, or maybe they need to be more like a United States where there is a common tax system, there is more commonalities in kind of federal oversight of the economy, and really abandon the nation-state system that has dominated Europe's identity for so long.
Well, that's true, but I don't think at the end of the day there's much appetite for really becoming like the United States just yet. Germany, West Germany, still remembering when they absorbed East Germany, a decade and a half ago, and it was very costly. It was very painful. And they say, wait a second, we don't want to take on Greece and Portugal and Spain. So they're just not ready for that. So the real question is, what are they going to do? Will Greece, Portugal, remain in the eurozone? Will they have to break up, which is something that was thought unthinkable? Will Greece default? It has also been unthinkable for them that an OECD country, one of the other rich countries, would not pay its debts.
Well, listen to the Secretary General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The OECD follows the situation pretty closely. Angel Gurria is the Secretary General. He said it's like this.
This is like Ebola. When you realize you have it, you have to cut your leg off in order to survive.
Is that too extreme? I mean, he's a fairly credible source for something like that.
Well, I mean, Greece is more the size of Europe's toe than their leg at the moment. It's only 2.5% of their income.
But Spain is more leg-like.
Spread.
Spain is much more leg-like, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. What they're really concerned about is the contagion. They've got the money to bail out Greece, and frankly, at the end of the day, I think they will. But they're worried that at this point, the financial markets will not think that's enough. Portugal, Spain, but also Ireland are very, very weak. And the only reason that their debt ratings haven't gone down further, that the markets aren't more panicked, is people believe that at the end of the day, they will get bailed out. And then if after Greece, people are starting to wonder, wait a second, maybe they don't have enough will, maybe they don't have enough money.
Well, this belief thing is a pretty ephemeral net that we're all sort of working over here in the circuits of the global economy. And let's talk for a second. I mean, you mentioned before that maybe 5 years from now, interest rates would rise in the U.S. and we'd look back and say this might have been the event that caused that to change. But I'm wondering, these financial markets are all pretty interconnected. I mean, if people lose faith in these countries that you've enumerated in Europe, don't interest rates tend to rise? And as financial markets go, you know what, these bonds aren't necessarily as valuable or as secure as you're saying they are.
Well, I think it'll work the other way for the United States at the moment. I mean, the money's got to go somewhere. And as horribly as we're managing our finances, we look safe compared to Europe at the moment. I do think on the trajectory we're on and are likely to stay on politically, 5 years, at most 10 years from now, we'll be hit with our own crisis of confidence. Then we won't see something necessarily at this speed, but we will start to see interest rates climb. And yes, it will matter that this happened. People will remember, investors will remember that OECD countries run into trouble. And it might happen to us faster and harder than it would have if Europe had remained stable.
Well, here's the huge takeaway then, Professor Rogoff. The flight to quality, the fact that the United States is actually the best place to put your money in an insecure world, is a kind of a narcotic to lure us into believing we actually don't have to do much. It could work really against us, don't you think?
Well, that's absolutely right. That's the essence of the this time is different syndrome. Money flows to you. Everything's great. You borrow too much, and suddenly you wake up and nobody loves you anymore.
What's the next headline, do you think, in this Eurozone crisis right now?
Well, I think the next headline for the next few days is going to be spreading to Ireland. I do insist that Europe will do a big bailout for Greece at some point that will falsely calm investors. This is going to roll on for years.
A year from now, Kenneth Rogoff, will the Eurozone still be together or will they have lost a couple of toes?
Within the next 2 or 3 years, I think the most likely thing is a couple countries will have been put on sabbatical.
Wow. Kenneth Rogoff, professor of economics at Harvard, former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, co-author of This Time Is Different, 8 Centuries of Financial Folly.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.